Enough is enough. That's the fundamental practice of Zazen. This moment, this life moment, in all the myriad circumstances that we want to break it up into or reflect on it, is all together just as it is our life. And our practice is this moment experiencing, being just this moment. And yet, this moment is, if we call it that, being born, dying, being born, dying, being born, dying, much faster than any of us can imagine and talk, much less talk about it. But we don't have to do anything with it, except to notice all the ways that we refuse with our thoughts about or judgments of to be this moment, breathing in, breathing out, listening to someone speak, responding, all the various ways that we function as humans, whether in the formal Zazen or throughout the day, working the things that we do, listening to people, noticing our judgments and our desire to articulate them, tell them, you're saying wrong. Oh, I agree with you. Aren't we right, the two of us together? Or to do the various types of work that you're doing, from the simplest of chopping up vegetables to make your meal, to walking down the street, to driving, to complex negotiations that you might do, or analysis. Each of us in our own way have our tasks. And the willingness to die into the moment is the willingness to be this moment. Dying into means being able to notice and let go of the considerations, the chatter emotionally and physically that we want to hold on to, that we want to impose on, that we want to cover our eyes with so that we don't see what's here, but instead we want it to be through the filter of, well, you know, he always says these things about me. He's so, she should, I don't have to, it's not fair. Each of us is the opportunity to this moment flow as the universe. And this moment flow, despite it being still, despite nothing happening except the most ordinary of what our activity is right now, walking, standing, sitting, driving, or all the things that you do, whether it's complex mathematical analysis, whether it's working with some problem in your garden, whether it's shopping, whether it's, and you fill in what you do, because it's not what you do, what we do, what I do, it's how I am what I'm doing, I'm being done by what I'm doing, or how I refuse because they should have told me. I don't want to. He, she, the considerations that blind us, that where we hold on to so-called past mind, we hold on to so-called present mind, we hold on to so-called future mind, despite past mind can't be grasped, present mind can't be grasped, future mind, and when I say mind, can't be grasped. It's not the mind, but it's all the considerations that human functioning manifests, whether physically, mentally, emotionally, or whatever other way we want to talk about it. So our task as humans, as beings, is being born, dying right here, and manifesting my birth right this moment in listening to you explain. Manifesting my birth this moment by paying the cashier as I buy it. Or, this is too expensive for me. What am I going to do? Can you give me a better price? I don't understand. Or, and go on with the specifics, whether you're cutting a piece of wood or chopping the vegetables or doing advanced analysis or looking at the medication and saying, this medication's working, that one's not. Or listening to someone, oh, it's so hard to, and being present with someone who's in pain. And how do I respond to them? Whether it's someone who's older or younger, a child or an elderly person, your peer, a partner, a friend. It's being this moment, born, dying, being this enough is enough right here of Zazen. Being willing to be born is being willing to die right here. And we've all made the choice because we're all here. And yet, it's up to us to do what nurtures, to do what enables us to say, thank you. Thank you to the green plants I see. Thank you to the sunlight coming in. Thank you to hearing what we don't want to hear from someone. Thank you to, oh, I lost that. Oh, that was stolen. What am I going to do about it? Or whatever the specific circumstances of our life is right now. Zazen is easy when we're on the cushion, when we're formally sitting. Easy, and yet it's most difficult. But it's the easiest compared to getting up, walking out, and doing the dance of life with all the circumstances that we individually encounter. We individually encounter face to face, on the internet, in the media, in group meetings, in group settings, or waking up middle of the night and having difficulty sleeping and seeing what's skillful to do right now. So please, be enough is enough. manifested as being thankful for this moment, being even thankful for the complaints and the criticism that we give ourselves. Don't worry about what others say. We're our most virulent complainer, criticizer, and yet being letting that go and being this moment, being this enough moment just as it is to manifest the Buddha we are and to nurture the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that we encounter from morning to night, not being blinded by our likes and dislikes. Thank you.